Dictation for Diane, D-I-A-N, Thatcher. T-H-A-T-C-H-E-R, May 2747, address as a letter to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, 810-275-0307. Dear Christina, consultation Mrs. Thatcher, progressive renal failure, changes since May 2023, when kidney function was normal, comes accompanied with grandson, patient is deaf from birth, apparently from mother developing scarlet fever during pregnancy, grandson is able to communicate with sign language. There has been frequent falling episodes, with the last one back in September last year, trauma to the head, transfer from Big Rapids to Grand Rapids, no evidence of stroke or intracranial bleeding. Her appetite is fair, variable weight, although recently 3 pounds weight loss, no vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding. Because of progressive renal failure, metformin was discontinued. Jardiance added a few months ago. Recurring urinary tract infection, no gross incontinence hematuria, no history of kidney stones, minimal edema, no ulcers. Recent trauma left shoulder with fracture, no anti-inflammatory agents, question like headiness, no chest pain palpitation, no major dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no use of oxygen or CPAP machine. That takes narcotics at night. Next paragraph, past medical history, atrial fibrillation, AV node ablation requiring pacemaker. This is about 5 years ago. Diastolic type congestive heart failure. Prior episode of syncope. No TIA stroke. No event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. No documented coronary artery disease or peripheral vascular abnormalities. Does have neuropathy probably from diabetes. No foot ulcers. No reported gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. No kidney stones of pneumonia. Does have hypothyroidism on replacement. Takes blood pressure medications. Denies diabetes. Next paragraph, surgeries including AV node ablation, pacemaker, bilateral knee replacement, left-sided lower extremity compartment syndrome requiring a fasciotomy and non-etiology. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin, Bactrim, Dilaudid with confusion. Next paragraph, present medications include Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Norco, Magnesium, Lipitor, Zoloft, Lidica. They stopped Nurantin few months back, thyroid replacement for memory Aricept, A-R-I-C-E-P-T, on Bumex Aldactone few days a week. Jardiance is a new medication, lisinopril for a number of years, multivitamins, sodium tablet from Grand Rapids at the time of fall, trauma to the head, low sodium given replacement. off the metformin, off the Nurantin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking, present or past. Next paragraph, occasionally wine. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present weight, 198, 63 inches tall. Blood pressure on the right side, 120, 86. Sitting position, standing drops to 90 over 68. On the left side, the blood pressure 110 over 70. Has bilateral cataracts. She is deaf, communicates with signs. There is obesity. Lungs are clear. Pacemaker on the left side. Appears regular, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. No gross peripheral edema. Pulses are decreased. Minor distal cyanosis, but no gangrene. No focal motor deficit, no involuntary movements, normal eye movements. However, I see some deviation on the left eye, lateral and up. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine was normal between 0.9 and 1 up to May 2023. By October the same year, 1.18. Last year, 24, progressively rising, 115, 144, and by November, 148. If that will be a steady state, representing a GFR around 36. Low sodium at 136, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the lower hundreds, A1C in that opportunity 6.8, so that's diet control diabetes, no medications. Low level of albumin in the urine at 36 milligrams per gram, although back in April last year, 432. Urine shows no blood, no protein. There is low HDL, otherwise cholesterol profile not elevated, with an LDL of 45. Anemia 11.2 with a normal white blood cell. There has been, through the years, low platelet count above 100. Next paragraph. The last echocardiogram available is 2020. In that opportunity, ejection fraction normal at 51. She follows with Dr. Pacis, PACIS cardiology in Claire. Did have moderate aortic regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, mitral regurgitation with dilated inferior vena cava. Right ventricle in that opportunity was considered normal. Next paragraph. CT scan abdomen and pelvis. No contrast back in October 2022. They mention some irregularity on the liver, potentially cirrhosis. Gallbladder was out, so that will be another surgery. Normal spleen, kidneys in that opportunity, normal size, no obstruction. A cyst, apparently benign on the right side. Also on the left side, no stones, no urinary retention in that opportunity. Next paragraph, I also review the discharge summary. September 2024, at the time of fall trauma. With weakness and confusion, a traumatic fall, no facial fractures, apparently did have facial fractures, creatinine in that opportunity 1.39 for a GFR of 39, pacemaker reading, CT scan of the head, no acute process, CT scan angiogram, head and neck, moderate stenosis on the left vertebral artery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has developed chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive within the last 1-2 years. Prior imaging, no kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Prior urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. He has significant postural blood pressure changes, which explains some of her unsteadiness and prior falling episode. She has a history of congestive heart failure and bath abnormalities, although at this present time, no evidence for pulmonary edema. However, we need to update the echocardiogram to assess for ejection fraction, worsening of valve abnormalities that might explain a cardiorenal etiology for the renal failure as well as the blood pressure changes. She remains anticoagulated with Eliquis for atrial fibrillation, post nodal ablation and pacemaker. Also takes rate control with bisoprolol. She has recurrence of urinary tract infection. Monitor carefully the use of Jardiance. Has been on ACE inhibitor for a long period of time. The low sodium concentration represents the CHF and renal disease. Less likely through sodium depletion. For the time being, I did not change the sodium tablets or any medications. We are going to update all chemistries, iron studies, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, given the question neuropathy and the postural blood pressure instability. I'm also going to check for monoclonal protein, update protein creatinine ratio, looking for any potential plasma cell disorder. Also discuss with the patient, with the help of grandson, who is helping us with line times. I will follow with you, end of dictation.